Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Chav Zayin, and we are on Chav Av Mabez. And again, this Masechta Shiur is sponsored by Dr. Michael and Linda Elman, Le'ilu Nishmas, their parents, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Bichil Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas Reb Chaim Asher Fegelman, Reb Gershon Lipa Bar Le Bazriel Rubin, and Basha Bas Reb Binyamin Rubin, Aleihem Hashalom. We are up to Chav Av Mabez. We're still talking about proper Kavana, and we spoke yesterday about, are you allowed to say Kriya Shema or Tefillah up in the tree, right? The umanim and the poalim, and we said different halachas. Maybe Kriya Shema is more makel because you have less to have kavana for. Maybe there's a difference between olive trees and fig trees versus all other trees. The three different dayas in the ritva that we had, and now we spoke about the kataf, a schlepper, a porter. We're going to get back to him, Beit Hashem, today. Even though he has a masa on his katef, he could say Kriya Shema, but not tefillah. But if he has a very small masui of four kaven, he could even say tefillah as well, because he's not going to be focusing on it. Okay, so we are the second to last line on Chavav Mabez. Reb Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak b'shem Rav Chuna lo yamod adam ispalo min matvei abiyadu. A person can't have anything in their hands when they daven. Again, even though these are the prakim about Kriya Shema, the first three prakim of brachas, and the fourth parak really starts about zvani tefillah, but there's so much about tefillah in these dafim as well. So a person can stand and have money in their hands, min matvei abiyadu, and your pocket is okay, but not in your hands, right? The charedim, afilu Prutos, even small change. Upirish Rashi Babavli, the Rashi explains, Khan, the Amalo Yochasmos Biodavis Palo, Shein Libo Miyushav Bitfila. If you have something in your hands, you're not going to be able to focus and concentrate. So you can't lechad chila put yourself in a situation, as we said in the last daf. It's hard enough to have kavani if we're not holding something. But if we put ourselves in the situation that we are going to have to be worried and focused on what we're holding, that's a problem. Maybe it'll fall down. The Gemara in Brachos also in the Bavli, Daf Chaf Gimel, has a couple of other items on the list that one cannot have in their hands. Amar Shmuel, Sakin, Tanar Abanan, Lo Yochaz Adam Tfilin Biyado, even holy items, V'Sefer Torah B'Zroo. You can't hold the Sefer Torah when you daven V'Yispalel, Ishwan Asrei, V'Lo Yashabem Mayim, V'Lo Yishabem. Okay, Amar Shmuel, Sakin, Ma'os V'Ka'ara. A knife, money, ka'ara, kikar, hare elu kayotze behen. These are all similar that we can't have them because one is worried that they might fall down. This is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch tries, if we pay attention to all of the strategies of the Shulchan Aruch, then we would at least have a chance of having better kavana. And we'd have to say that thank God for my head, that the head knows when to, and my knees, the knees all went to bend. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Tzadivav, the title of the simon is Sheyimna Kala Tirdos, Kadeshi Achavein. I should try to remove all the Tirdos. Kshumis Palel, Lo Yochas Biyado Tfilin, Velo Sefer Mikis Via Kodesh, Velo Kara Malea, not a plate, Velo Sakin, Umaus Vikikar, Vede Shalibo Alem Shalo Yiplu. As we just learned, Vitarid Vitispatal Kavanoso, Velula Bismano. What about lulav bismano? Mutter lech was biado. Kivan shachiza biado hi mitzvah in an itra bishvilo. Again, that's not my name. I'm talking about Shmon Esrei. Since when do you have to hold a lulav during Shmon Esrei? But at least on Sukkot during Hallel, let's say, one could hold a lulav when they are davening. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, what about the Shliach Tzibor when they're about to daven Musaf? Mutter hashatz lahachzik ha-sefer Torah biyado b'shabes b'kishomer yukum perkan. When you say kum perkan, right, our minag is that the chazan doesn't say it, the magbia holds it until a few minutes later, but he says the chazan could say it, ketivich kavanasu az l'spala alom de Torah. Since he's davening for lom de Torah, it's appropriate to hold the Torah. Machzik ha-sefer Torah biyado v'lo l'shem shmira v'avi kimo lula bizmano. It's like lula bizmano v'chein mutter lahachzik b'shashem avarchan ha-chodesh. This is what the poskim say on Purim. We put the Torah away before we lay the Megillah. We don't want to have somebody lay the Megillah or hear the Megillah when they are holding a sefer. So we can't be holding anything because that is would take away our kavana. There is a question: what if you don't have any other place to put it? Mr. Burat, Sarachiyun, imutu likach tefillin v'sefer Torah biyado heichad demisyari mipnei haganavim. Right? What if you're nervous? You don't have any other place to put it. You're out somewhere. If you put it down, you're nervous that ganav are going to take it. De efshar dehitirulo. Maybe that's mutter. He quotes the suffix of the primogadim. What about a sitter? So that's different. That's sif base. Mutter lechol's machzer tfilos biado b'shashem ispalel. You're allowed to hold a sitter or a machzer. Hoel v'tofes letzorach tfila atzma lo tarid. That's not going to be tarid you to other pull you in other directions. Dumya delulav mishum delekichaso mitzvah lo tarid. So that's not tarid mikol makom lo hayav yadakom shehiskol yachar achar betfila litlo. You should have the sitter in your hand before you start. You shouldn't have to try to get the sitter in the middle, because then that would take your mind off more than one needs. So this is Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak in the name of Rav Chuna. A person should not have anything in their hands when they daven. Lefanav aser. What about putting it down? So if you put it down in front of you, that's aser. Why? Because you're still going to be focused on it, right? You're still going to think about it. Still, says the Pnei Moshe, mishtaka bo v'ein libo miyushav. You're going to have your heart on it. La'achra mutter. But if it's behind you, then it's going to be out of your head, and we're not worried that you're going to turn your head and look for it. Rav Yosa havitzorin v'tofsan b'yadar. Rav Yosa used to bind it in a bag, tie it up, and then hold it in front of him. Because why? The only problem of worry that it might fall is if it's loose or if it's open. But if it's tied up, that it's guarded. The Haredim say shmurim heim, and therefore one would not have any worry of hesach, of a focus on something else other than what you're supposed to be focusing on. Ulamidas hadin, that's a new phrase we never had yet in the Yerushalmi. Ulamidas hadin, the Ma'ara Folda says, midas hadin means kol makom sha'amar b'sha zeh, loshen zeh, pirusho le'inyin mamon. Limitas Adin means, what about Dine Mamonis? These same rules would apply to Dine Mamonis. Linyan Dine de Mamon Leida. Hechi Midas Adin Shal Mamon. What's the Midas Adin of Mamonis? Meaning, Shomrim. Im Echad continues the Mara Fulda. Im Efkad Hifkin Mo Seitzel Chaveir L'Shamra. And if I give you money to watch, Ein Yotze Midei Chiyav Shmirasan. I don't go out of the Chiyav Shmira. Ela Bitsurim Unasunim Biyado. Unless it's tied up and in my hand. And this is what Rabbi Yitzchak says in Bava Metzia on Daf Mem Beis. So that's what Lumidas Hadin means. By Dine Mamonis, the same rules, just like tied up in my hands, works for Shmona Esrei, for the Amida. I'm not worried about it because I have it nice tied up. So too in Dine Mamonis in Hilcha Shmira. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, so it's the same Rabbi Yitzchak that appears there in Bava Metzia Mem Beis and here. Vitzarta Kesev Biadecha, right? The pasuk that we have in Dvarim, Vitzarta Kesev Yadecha, that's not talking about in Yoni Shmira, right? That's talking about Maaser Sheni. If you have too much Maaser Sheni and you want to change it onto money, so you could do that. Vinasata Bakasev, you could put the Kedusha onto the money, Vitzarta Kesev Biadecha, and you tie up the money and take it in your hands. V'halachta Elamakom Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha Bo, and you go to the place that Hashem chose, meaning Yerushalayim, right? The Torah never says the word Yerushalayim. Numerous times it says to the place where Hashem chose, the place that I will show you. So that's what the pasuk says here. V'tzarta kesef biyadecha, ubilvad biyadecha. Tied in your hand, as long as it is in your hand. And that's the halacha. Or something like your hand. If it has the same level of shmira as being in your hand, right? The shomer doesn't have to have it in his hands 24/7, but as long as it has the same level of shmira. Interesting. This is quoted, this chazal is quoted by the Baal HaTurim on that pasuk. If you look in Re'ei, on the pasuk, the Baal HaTurim quotes on this pasuk, Vesarta HaKesef, Vahainu Ditznan, he quotes the Mishnah in Bamitsia, Hamafkin Moses al Chaveiro, Vitsaron Vivshilamacho Rav Chayev. If you put money in you gave money to Sony to watch and he threw it behind him, so it's able to be taken by somebody without noticing Chayev. Umafarish Taimash Amar Kravatar the Kesab Yadecha, Avabishit Surin, you biadecha. Vizeo Avabishit Sarto, some Bichnafecha, you biadecha. They have to have the level of Shmir biadecha in front of you, and that is what's quoted there by the Baal HaTurim. Good. Reb Yossi bar Avon horilerb Hillel chasne kein. Reb Yossi bar Avon told his son in law Hillel this halacha too. This is the level of shmir that's needed. Reb Chizkiv, Reb Yaakov bar Acha. Havi Yasvin b'chad asar. They were sitting in one place. Vavi Gabi, Reb Yaakov bar Acha pritin. Reb Yaakov bar Acha had some little coins. Asis answered that Slusa, the time for davening came, right? Slusa is davening. Sloshon uva ushon are two types of davening. Remember that unkelis on in the by Yaakov Avinu, Asher Lokach Miad HaAmori, Becharbi Uvekashti. Unkela says, Betzluson of Uson, two different types of tefillas. It's a beautiful Meshachachma there. Different type of tefillah. Charbi and Kashti, the Pasuk says, my sword and my bow. That's two types of tefillah. Charbi and Kashti is one, because there are some types of tefillah, says the Meshachachma, that have, they're like, what's the difference between a bow and a sword? A sword, you touch it, it's very sharp. You don't even have to do anything. The archer, though, has to shoot the bow and has to aim it and has to shoot it far. There's two different types of tefillahs. Some tefillahs are like that metal, sharp, and that's the tefillah kavua that, you know, the one could say that Chazal created, or, Maybe you say the other way, it's the personal element. The Meshech Chachma says in one direction, the Brisker Rav also, but Slus is a form of tefillah. We say it in Kaddish, right? Teskabot Sloson Ova Ushon, when we say that. So, the time for davening came, and Rav Yaakov Bar Acha had this money, these coins, and he doesn't know what to do. So, we take out that word, V'yavun, Reb Chizkiah, give it to Reb Chizkiah, because maybe Reb Chizkiah has an idea, right? Ulai, says the Charedim, Ulai, Ezar, Reb Chizkiah, Haya Shal Beged. Maybe the belt of Reb Chizkiah was like made of cloth. V'yav Shal Koshrim, but he was going to try to tie it up, going to try to tie it up in his belt. Kata Purte, Lepurtes, he tied the edges of the belt together. V'sharsen, but what happened? It opened the Arak, and then the money fell out, and it rolled away, and they lost the money. They lost the money, and, you know, he felt bad. Armalei, and the Reb Yaakov saw that Reb Chizkiah felt bad. So Reb Yaakov turns to him and says, Armalei, my biotcha, what's in your hand? Meaning, what do you do wrong? You do the best you can. Says the Charedim, Armalei, atitztar, depaterata, my biotcha lasos, onus ata. You did the best you can. Don't be upset. I didn't have anything to do. I wasn't allowed to daven like this. I gave it to you. Okay. And that's all I'm holding you responsible. In this case, you didn't do anything. It wasn't a pshia, and it wasn't anything more, and you were not chayiv anything more than that. Period. Amar Rabbi Chanina. The Charedim has two different pshatim on this Gemara. What this is referring back to. We'll go with the second pshat towards the bottom, the last 20 lines of the Charedim, where he says, Yesh lafarish ha-shmait sebinyan acher. This is going back on yesterday's brisa about a kataf. We said a kataf, if you have a load on your back, you can still say kriyashba, but you shouldn't daven. But if it's a very small load, then you could daven. It's a very small load. Masui shalarba kaven mutter. It's a very small load. Says Rabbi Chanina, an added element to that halacha. Rabbi Chanina. Af mishayu meimav alktefo. If somebody has their purification water, their mei tara that are going to be used for the paraduma. You know, if somebody becomes tamei meis, or if an item becomes tamei meis, then a mikveh is not enough. We have to be sprinkled by the ashes and the water of the paraduma. We take water from mayim chayim and we mix it with the ashes of the paraduma, and that water mixed with ashes is what's sprinkled on day 3 and day 7 of the tamei meis, and then they become tahar. So what happened if somebody is carrying their mayim on their back while they're davening? They can say kriyashma and daven. What's the chiddush? There is something, there's a halacha in Hilchas Parah called Hesach Hadas. One is not allowed to take their mind off of the water while you're carrying it. And if one does, where the Mishnayis and Parah talk about, even if you're for a good purpose, you're asking a halachic shayla that passes the water. The Rambam says in Perek Shmini, Avilkas Paraduma, Mishayu Meima Valktefo Vamad Vahora Hora Lachirim, you're carrying your water, and he gives a psak, somebody asks you a halakha question. Osha Dun Din, or you were a judge, Osha Chaltza Bifanov, O Miana, or you witnessed a Chalitza. You were a Dayan, you're doing a good job. O Miana, there was a Miyun in front of you, Osha Hera Lachirim Taderach, or somebody just asked you directions. Osha haragnachash, o akrav, or there was a snake or a scorpion which you killed. O notal ochlin menashuk lahatznion, you bought some snacks. Hare hamayim psulim, the mayim become puzzle. Shahare nisasik bedavar acher, kodim shitin efralamayim, you were osik in something else before you put you mixed the water and the ashes. And we assume, this is going to change by the Shalom Askana, but we assume that the water here that you're talking about is the water that was not mixed with the ashes yet. And if it wasn't mixed with the ashes, then it becomes possible with any type of Hesach Hadas. If you have a focus on something else, right? The Sefer Charedim quotes from the Mishnah in Para, Misha Yemeba Valksefa Vahore Hora, the Heralachim Zadera Farag, Nachash Vakra, but the Raman just quoted. Sitzorak Shalo Yasir Daito Me'esh Shivas Hamayim Ad Shoshi Yalta Behem Per Efer Para. Until you put the Efer Para in, right, you can't have any Hesach Hadas. So here, this is a huge chiddush, because what is Rabbi Chanina telling me? If I have the water on my back, fine, you could say daven and say kriyashma without it on your back. That we already know from yesterday's brisa. But what's Rabbi Chanina adding? That it doesn't passel the mayim. It doesn't passel the mayim, even though you're having kavanah, you have a kavanah for davening. You're having beautiful kavanah for davening. So, but still, it does not passel the water. Velo nifsulu amayim bekach. And the Charedim says, "B'shir mayim shalabal kav mayim." We're talking about you have a water of four kav, like we said yesterday. Va'ala koy af, right? And that's what the af is going on. Rav Chanina said af. Not only could you carry it and it's mutter mihilchos tefila, but it's mutter with hilchos paraduma as well. So now says the Gemara, really? But what do you mean? Isn't that a Hesach Hadas? Rav Chuna Amar, kriyashma v'tefila einan srichen kavana. Rav kriyashma and tefila don't need kavana. then he kavana. So how could you say that the carrying while you're davening is, it's still kosher? Amar Rabbana, I ask it a little differently. Kashite kume Rabbi Pinchas, v'afilu temer kriyishma nesricha kavana, tefila nesricha kavana. Even if you want to say kriyishma doesn't need kavana, for whatever reason, tefila? Tefila is a longer kavana, right? Even if you want to say kriyishma is only one pasuk and you're not gonna, it's not going to ruin it, but tefila? Tefila, as we spoke about, the different types of kavana with the Pirush HaMilim and the kavana of Omid Lefnei HaMelech. So how could that not possible the water? So Amar Reb Yossi Kamite. Reb Yossi says, I'm Mekayim the Braisa. I save the Braisa. Or I save, right, Kamite, the Pnei Moshe, Kamite Lehadra Bichanina Kahayda Amar Biochanan. I save everybody together. Why? Ki Demar Reb Yaakov Bar Acha B'Shem Reb Yochanan Higi Ucha. The Haredim and the other Mefarshim explained Higi Ucha. There's some conversation that took place with Rabbi Yochanan, and they asked him a number of questions, and he had to say the following for the answer. Higi Ucha, this has come to you, meaning because of all your questions, I'm forced to say this. In a totally different context, which we don't know what it was about, but what did he say? Sof Meleches Hamayim She'eda Mechuvarim Divar Torah. The Sof Meleches Hamayim, that means after the water and the ashes were mixed together, the fact that a Hesach Hadas would pasal after that, that's not in the Torah. Eina mechuvarin divrei Torah. That's not in the Torah. The Pnei Moshe on top. Eina mechuvarin bedin ze minat Torah. Shanose osan posal samim malacha kazu. Right. That's there's no problem midaraisa. At most, it's going to be a drabanan problem of other types of thoughts after it was mixed together. And b'makam tefila, b'makam kriyishma, they were not gozer. And that's what the Rambam paskins that what we just read. We just said that only up till the point of mixing. Aval, back to the Rambam. If you mixed it together, after it was all mixed, so then after if you had a different kavana, you did any of these items after you already mixed the water and the ashes, so then it would not pasul. So that is a crucial Rambam. And again, that's the whole hitel ha'efer and his kachu v'nasa me'nida, eina malacha poselas behen, osim malacha acheres, ein baka klum. That's the Rambam in Perek Zayin, halacha aleph of Para Aduma. Para Aduma itself, we know, doesn't have any Gemara on it. Whenever a Para Aduma comes up, it's important to talk about one or two points relating to Para Aduma. Para Aduma is right at the beginning. Sefer Torah starts with Tumas Mace. That is the ultimate Tumah. But right after Tumas Mace, that's the source, that's the Avi Avos HaTumah. But right after that comes Para Aduma. Para Aduma has two mitzvahs. Two mitzvahs. There's the din of Para Aduma and the din of Tumas Meinida V'Taharasan. Right, the Avoda of the Para Aduma and the usage of the Para Aduma. There's an interesting Rambam. The Rambam there in Perek Beis of Hilchos Para, the Rambam says, quotes the Mishnah in Perek Gimel, then the Perek Gimel in Hilchos Para Aduma. He quotes that there is only 10 Para Adumas. That's based on a Mishnah in Meseches Para. Says the Rambam, they split up the Para Aduma into three places. V'teisha paras adumos nasu. There have been 9 Para Adumas in history. Mishin itztavu b'mitzvah achachar v'abayas b'shniya. Until the Churban Bayis Sheni, there have been 2 Para Adumas. Rishona asa Moshe Rabbeinu. The first one Moshe Rabbeinu did. Shniya asa Ezra. The second one Ezra did at the beginning of Bayis Sheni. V'sheva me Ezra at Churban Abayis. And there were 7 more during Bayis Sheni. V'asiris osa melech HaMashiach. And the 10th one, Melech HaMashiach, will do, and the Rambam is in 2 words, Mehera Yigala. Mehera Yigala. The Lubavitcher Rebbe points out, Kedarko, right, appropriate that he makes this Ha'ara. The Rambam doesn't add any words ever in Mishnah Torah. Everyone thinks it's Meduyuk. This is not like his other Sfarim where he wrote it in Arabic. He wrote this in Lashon HaKodesh. The Rambam is not giving a Dvar Torah at a Simcha, where he says, and we should all be Zochev, and Herav Yemeinu Amen. This is Mishnah Torah. And he ends off by saying, the 10th one will be done by Melech HaMashiach, Mehera Yigala. So suggest the Lubavitcher Rebbe, because it's a knee-jerk reaction. Whenever anyone talks about Mashiach, whenever anybody talks about what's going to be, you have to say it. Right? There's a Mishnah that also mentions, Yiratzot Yibara Beis HaMikdash, right at the end of Meseches Tamid, I think it is, or Midos, I think it's in Tamid. Right? So, Mehera Yigala. You have to say, because if you talk about Mashiach, that's the reaction you have to mention, you have to send it as a hope. That's part of CPC Yeshua. It has to be part of who we are, always hoping and looking towards that future time that we yearn for. One Ha'ara of Para Aduma. Another Ha'ara to mention, Rav Salvechik has an article in the second volume of Reflections of the Rav where he talks about interpreting the Para Aduma. And he notes that, where is Para Aduma? Where would you expect Para Aduma to be in Torah Shebichsav? Right? All of Tumah V'Tahara is in Sefer Vayikra. Right? We have the beginning of Vayikra, we have Kadshim, and then we have Taras and Parshas Mitzora. We have all the Tumah V'Tahara. We have Sara'as, and we have Zav, and Zava, and Ida, and then we have, in Tazria, we have Yoledes. Well, and Paraduma, what is that doing in the middle of Sefer Bamidbar? And where is it put? Fascinating. Rav Soloveitchik points out, Bamidbar starts off with year 1 and 2 in the desert. Right? We have all the complainings, we have the Shlach, we have Korach, right, we have all of those. That's all the complaining in year 2 of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then, well, year 1, we have Shlach and then Korach. And then what happens? And then we have, get into Chukas, and then right after Paraduma is mentioned, Miriam dies. Meaning, there have been 38 years that have just gone by, and we didn't even notice. Rav Soloveitchik called them the blackout years. There's nothing mentioned in the Torah. And you go from year 2 to, say, for Parshas Chukas is the transition. You go from year 2 to year 40, because Miriam dies. So what happens? There's nothing going on in the Torah, Shevech Sav, during those years. What does the Torah put right there? Tumas Meis. Paraduma. Why? Because that's what they were dealing with. They were dealing with death. They were dealing with the greatest mystery of life. Death is a mocking fate which awaits us all, a trauma of human helplessness which disturbs our existential serenity. It is an absurdity which undoes all of man's rational planning, his dreams and hopes. We wonder, why should the foremost of God's creations have an awareness of his mortality, and therefore live in constant dread and distress in face of its inevitability? The ultimate chok of death is intimated by a similarity of phraseology in the text, Zuchukas HaTorah, Zuchukas HaPara, and he talks about how Paraduma is the only type of Tara that you can't do yourself. It has to be done to you. All other Taras, you go to a mikvah, and you jump in. But by Paraduma, you require Hazah on you. Someone else. You have to be passive, because that's a recognition of death. A recognition of death, that it's that life and death are out of our control. It's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a huge difference, he says. The defiled must perform the act himself. It cannot be done for him by tevila. But here, the tummy cannot sprinkle it upon himself. His is a condition of dependency, and his own initiative is not enough. You need both. Tuman Meis represents existential ugliness, v'chulu. It is the Almighty who is the ultimate purifier of the scourge and terror of death. The total irrational ritual of the Paraduma suggests that human effort to comprehend death and to lessen its dread are futile without an acceptance of a providential God. The inexorability of death as a human condition comes from him, and only he can cleanse us. We cannot do it ourselves. And these are the blackout years, he says. They were in the process, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them this message. This message to reaffirm that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. It represents a triumph over death, an affirmation of life, and qualifies one to resume participation in matters of Kedusha. So Paraduma is an appropriate transition during that time. Okay, Halacha Vav, we get to the next Mishnah here in Maseches Brachas. Says the Mishnah, Chasan Potter Mikriyashma Laila Harishon Ad Motzi Shabbos Im Lo Asa Maisa. We know, right, this is one of the sources for Osek B'Mitzvah. A chassan who was tarud in thinking about being with his wife the first night, so he's pater from kriyash my laila rishon until motzi Shabbos. Why? Because in the days of old, they used to get married. B'sula nisa is the yom harevi'i. So we know they got married Wednesday nights of B'sula, so first mishnah in Ksubis. So if he has any tainus B'sulim, he comes to Bezdin the next day. But if he wasn't with his wife the first night on Wednesday night, so he has Thursday night, his Friday night, four nights, and he's pater from kriyash ma if he hasn't been with his wife all of those nights in lo asa maisa. If he hasn't done the act. And even though the Gemara in Sukkah says, and Brachas, even though the tirda itself is not mitzvah, it's not tarud, it's the tirda of just the natural way that human beings are, but still, that counts, that's enough, you're involved in a mitzvah, and it's a tirda. Ma'isa Bar Gamliel, Shanasa V'Kara Laila Rishon, there's a story where Gamliel read Kriyishma on the first night that he got married. Amar Lo Tamid Av Limata Rabbeinu, Shechasen Pater, his Tamid said, Rebbe, didn't you teach us that a chasen is pater? Amar Lehem, he says, Ya'ini Shomei Elavachem, I'm not going to listen to you. Levata Mimeni Machlo Shamayim Afilu Sha'achas. I'm doing it. We're going to get to later by the Shem and the Perek about appropriate chumras and appropriate kulas. But here he says, I'm not going to be Mekel. I'm not going to listen to you to be Mevata Machlo Shamayim even for one moment. There's a beautiful thought quoted in the Kahati, right? The Kahati doesn't always have his own thoughts. He always quotes other Mefarshim on the Mishnah. But on this Mishnah, the Kahati quotes what he heard in the name from Rav Unterman in the name of Rav Chaim Ivalajan. What does this mean? Eini mevatel, I'm not going to listen to you to be mevatel, malchus shmaim, even shah achas. Says Rav Chaim Ivalajan, usually, keragil, nasun ha'adam ba'ol asakav hayom yomayim. We are generally in a state of business, a state of thinking about life. Umochu shakua tamid binyani chulin. So when I say Kriyashma, I have to go out of my life in order to focus on Malchus Shamayim. Sarachul his ameitz ma'od kedei lehishtachrer mimachshav asachulin ulechavi libo l'shamayim. And therefore, if I don't say Kriyashma, part of him Kriyashma, I'm basically saying that I could stay in the state that I am, Chazal or not, mechayiv me. When we say a chadon is pater from kriyashma, we're saying he's pater. B'shas tirda shal mitzvah ein mechayven oso lekayim is kriyashma. But Rabbi Gamliel, he was always in a state of avodas Hashem. V'chol inyanav bidvarm shebikdusha lu kashelish tachreir mivachshavas hakodesh. For him, it will be hard not to think about Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So we're telling him that, oh, don't say kriyashma. That would be actively going out of the state that he usually is. So he says, I'm not. Right? Eini mevatel. I'm not leaving this state, and therefore I'm going to say kriyashma. Beautiful idea that he mentions. Okay, we continue. Rabbi Elazar ben Antigonus, b'shem Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yanai, zoso meres, the fact that the Mishnah says that he's tarud all four nights, that includes Friday night. Friday night, meaning Friday night he hasn't had bia yet. He's going to have bia rishon on Friday night, zoso meres, shemutu livo, b'ila, b'tchila b'shabbos. Right? This is the huge discussion in the first parak of Maseches Ksubis about whether one could have bia rishon on Shabbos. So that's what the Gemara's Rabbi Yanai says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yanai says, the fact that here it says four nights, including Friday night, it must be that it is mutter, because that's when the tirda is also on Friday night. What is the potential problem of bia b'shabbos? So the Gemara talks about two ideas, either chavala, wounding, right? What's wounding? Right, that is not one of the 39 malachas. So where is wounding on the list? It's not in the Mishnah, in Masechta Shabbos. Major, four different shitas in the Rishonim, what exactly is, which malacha is chovel included in? Is it dash? That's the Rambam, right? Kadosh is moving something from its natural state. Is it Shechita? Rabbeinu Tam, Mali Kala Kula, Mali Kala Palga, right? Is it Tzoveya? Right? Different opinions in the Rishonim. What exactly is the Malacha? Right? It comes up. Lamaisa, Brismila, Brismila of the Shabbos is Mutter. When it's Bismana, so which malacha is being violated, which malacha is allowed to be violated. So that's a big discussion in the Mefarshim. So either it's Chavalah or Asiyas Pesach, or making a Pesach, right, which is told a bonet. So, but you see from here, the fact that it's Mutter, he has a Petur Tirda, so it must be he's allowed to have the Bia, and therefore you see Mutter. Amar Reb Chagai Kumi Reb Yossi, maybe not. Tipater Balmana Sheinos HaChabura. Maybe we're talking about a Chassan who's marrying a woman who's been married before. She's not a Psula. So there's no issue of chabura. There's still an issue of tirda, explains the Charedim, because he's nervous that maybe he won't be able to have the bia for some other reason. Maybe there'll be other, some type of takala. But you don't have the issue of chavala. So maybe there's no raya from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is talking about a non-besula. Amar le, how could you say that? Vatanina arbalelos. How could you say the Mishnah is talking about an amana? It says four nights. An Almana gets married on Thursday, not on Wednesday. So Thursday night, Friday night, Motzi Shabbos, till Motzi Shabbos is only three nights. And the Mishnah says four nights till Motzi Shabbos. So therefore, it can't be referring to an Almana. It can't be referring to an Almana, says the Charedim, Hadassan Parakamad Exubis, Amana Nises Liom Hachamishi, Vechan Arboa on Motzi Shabbos. So it must be talking about a Besula in the Mishnah, and we're back to our Raya that it is Mutter. Amar Rav Yaakov Bar Zavdi, Kashasa Kumi Rav Yossi, I asked the following question. Ma Ben Olavain shows, what's the Chiddush? Now, first we said it's not true, and now we're like, what's the Chiddush between this and Shover Sachavis Lechomina Grogoris? We know, Vesechas Beitza, you're allowed to break a barrel in order to get to the food that's inside. Big discussion in the Rishonim. What exactly is the Svara? We'll just go with the Ran. The Racharedim quotes the Ran. Afa Gavdim in Mekalkel Isidurabanan, Mekalkel Isidurabanan Miyaika, even though breaking a barrel is an Isidurabanan, Mekalkel on Shabbos is an Isidurabanan, Hacha Mishum Sorach Shabbos Shari, but Mishum Sorach Shabbos is Mutter. Right, if you want to get to what's inside, you're allowed to break something open in order to get to what's inside. If you don't, hopefully not ripping, cutting any words, but generally you could open up a package to get to what's inside for a Shabbos need, for eating, for whatever it is. As long as you're, you know, not making a plea, as we're talking, as we'll mention in a second. But you're allowed to do that. So to hear, what's the difference between bia rishona and breaking open a barrel in order to get to what's inside? Both of them are makalkel, isn't it? Litzarech, right? Litzarech Shabbos. Amar lei, Mor de Basra. No, one second. Go to the next line of that Mishnah. Ubilvachli is kavin lasos akli. right? You could break open the barrel as long as you don't have kavanah to make a kli. The kan, and here, shemiskavin lasosa beula, here, he has kavanah to make her into beula. He wants to focus on that opening, kemisha miskavin lasosa kli. It's keilu, he has kavanah to make her a kli. That's even the language of the Gemara. Sanhedrin chav beis in the Bavli, the Charedim quotes it, eino isha kareses bris elamisha asa kli. There's a special connection, the husband and the wife, the first night, she molds, so to speak, to be with him. They're one unit, and therefore he has the kavana to make a kli, to use that lashon that the Mishnah said. So it's not just a pure makalkel. So it's a tikkun, right? That's what the language of the other Ruchan Kanievsky, the Bekai Gavna tikkunu. So who says that it should be mutter, right? So that's why, that's the added chiddush of our Mishnah. You wouldn't have known it by Shofar Chavis. That's the added of the Mishnah, that it's still mutter, and that's why the Chasan Ebes HaBetur, Kriyashma. Okay, we will stop here.